Phase 4. Moving in for the kill. First, you worked on their mind, the mental seduction. Then you confused and stirred them up, the emotional seduction. Now the time has come for hand-to-hand combat, the physical seduction. At this point, your victims are weak and ripe with desire. By showing a little coldness or uninterest, you will spark panic. They will come after you with impatience and erotic energy. Chapter 21. Give them space to fall. The pursuer is pursued. To bring them to a boil, you need to put their minds to sleep and heat up their senses. It's best to lure them into lust by sending certain loaded signals that will get under their skin and spread sexual desire like a poison. Chapter 22. Use physical lures. The moment to strike and move in for the kill is when your victim is brimming with desire, but not consciously expecting the climax to come. Chapter 23. Master the art of the bold move. Once the seduction is over, there is the danger that disenchantment will set in and ruin all your hard work. Chapter 24. Beware the after effects. If you are after a relationship, then you must constantly re-seduce the victim, creating tension and releasing it. If your victim is to be sacrificed, then it must be done swiftly and cleanly, leaving you free, physically and psychologically, to move on to the next victim. Then, the game begins all over.